Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's mentioned here.
He still believes the American dream, that his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Ken Burns is back with us. We love talking to Ken, Emmy Award-winning filmmaker, documentarian. And he's got his first non-American project with a two-part, four-hour film exploring the life and work of Leonardo da Vinci. Man, I don't know how you capture all of that. Ken, how are you?
I am great. Thank you. This has been, from beginning to end, one of the most sort of surprising and satisfying projects I've ever worked on. It is the first non-American topic. I had to sort of be dragged into it. My oldest daughter, Sarah Burns, and her husband, David McMahon, I've been collaborating with them for 15 years on things like the Central Park Five and Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson. And they're the ones, when somebody was pushing me to do Leonardo, and I'm going, no, American, that reminded me that an old dog can learn some new tricks. this is the guy of the last millennium, right?
Right.
He is the greatest artist of his time. He's also the greatest scientist of his time. He wouldn't see the distinction. The Mona Lisa, the most famous painting on earth, is his. And it's a great work of science as well as a great work of art. And his anatomies and his stuff are, which we are finding out, are his understandings of how the heart worked and how the circulatory system worked. We're finding out that he knew 500 years before we did.
Wow.
What it is. He's the most curious and most modern man. You know, I like to say that people say human beings basically use only 10% of their brain. If that's true, then he's using 75. And don't you want to know about that?
Right. Well, I saw a traveling exhibition a few years ago about Leonardo da Vinci, and I thought I knew a lot about the guy. But, man, he covered so many different things, so many inventions. And, you know, you just think about Ken, is there anybody today walking on this planet that you could equate with that kind of genius?
Nobody. Nobody comes close, Randy. I mean, people want to say, oh, there's this entrepreneur, that. Nothing. He's the greatest scientist and the greatest artist, and he's asking the fundamental questions. He's drawing military, designs from military machines. He did the first aerial map. Like, he didn't get up in a balloon. They didn't have that. But he figured out. He did this little town that was important in east of Florence called Imola. It's a bird's eye view, which he drew. He did the first landscape painting in Western art. He's always made the study of nature central to who it was. So he's a great observer, but he's also, this is a Renaissance, so you're bringing in influences from Asia and the Muslim world that are interested in experimentation. information in addition to observation. And so he's just essentially a repository for the sum of human knowledge. And what's so great in one way is that there's not much, he doesn't leave much biographical information, the TikTok, the kind of tabloid sense of his life. Mm. And so what he does leave is 6,000 pages of manuscripts. Some of it are grocery lists, but most of it are philosophies on water dynamics and how atmosphere works and the flight of birds and botany and anatomy, these extraordinary, beautiful drawings about that people use to this day. I mean, it is in some ways, as bizarre as this sounds, somebody who's been dead more than 500 years is one of the most modern people I've ever come across.
We're talking to Ken Burns here in the National Defense, the new documentary, Inside the Mind of a Genius, premieres November 18th and 19th on PBS. And Ken, that was another question I had about all of these materials that Leonardo da Vinci left. Did any of his contemporaries pick up on those or seize the opportunity to expand on those?
Well, you know, it's interesting. People were aware of some of the machines, you know, the attempts at flight, which wouldn't have worked in the time because the materials weren't light enough for human-powered flight, for ornithopters. But people were aware of this, but his notebooks, the 6,000 pages, the codexes, weren't published in his lifetime. So over the course of the years since his death has been this sort of tumbling out of all he knew. People, he was celebrated. He was a wonderful personality. He was funny. He played music. He sang. He staged theatricals. And he'd also painted these great paintings. So he was known for that. And patrons sought him out. And he has only 20 paintings, fewer than 20 paintings. Wow. Half of them are incomplete. He walked away from projects when he either figured out all the things he wanted to figure out with that project, or he realized that project wasn't going to answer the questions that he was interested in, including he was commissioned by a well-to-do Florentinian silk merchant to paint his then 24-year-old wife, who'd had already at 24 five kids. And he did, and he never delivered the painting. He kept it with him for the rest of his life and brought it over the Alps to France and kept tinkering on it. And her name was Lisa. And we know this film as the Mona Lisa.
Huh.
It is the most famous painting on earth, and it is a great work of science. One of his early biographers in the middle of the 16th century said, as he was rhapsodizing about the beauty of the painting technique on her face, just dropped it down to her neck and said, "And I think I can see her pulse. I think I can see her heart beating." And if you realize, nobody had ever done that before. He always painted not just the representation of the person, but as he said, the intentions of their mind.
Wow.
And so this is the first time, either in the biblical things like the Last Supper or the Annunciation or the Virgin and the Madonna and Child, all of these things that have been done hundreds, if not thousands of times by painters through the Middle Ages and the medieval period and then into the flourishing of the Renaissance, and even up to today, nobody had painted like him. Nobody made people come alive with inanimate objects of, in his case, he's painting on poplar wood and with the pigments that he's using and employing these techniques, these sort of infinitesimal brushstrokes that permit you to have the tonal gradations that make it feel like.
I just love your passion for all the projects that you do, and you always bring something fresh, something new, something that we've never seen before to some of these subjects that we thought we knew. I mean, just like Vietnam. I mean, that was such an incredible. I love that. I can't wait to see this November 18th and 19th, Leonardo da Vinci. Ken, thank you so much for the time, man. And what a just great work that you do.
Thank you, Randy. It's great to talk with you again. I can't wait for everybody to watch it. He'll be an inspiration, I think, as he is for me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Get your holidays started with the perfect tree in your perfect style from the Home Depot. Whether you want something that you can assemble in a few clicks, steal the show with over 2,000 color-changing bulbs, or a tree with lights that can be controlled by remote or foot pedal. The Home Depot has it all in our huge assortment of premium trees. Plus, get free delivery on over 2 million items this holiday from The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but But there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford. The motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio, and I am absolutely tickled as a lifelong Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I know I'm the PA announcer for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a pretty good deal, but I grew up loving the NFL and watching the Pittsburgh Steelers and that Pittsburgh Steelers defense. And, you know, whether you're active duty military or you're a veteran, the NFL has always been one of the mainstays in entertaining our troops, and we're honored to welcome Hall of Fame coach and player Dick LeBeau. Coach LeBeau, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Nate. And let me first say this to your audience. It's a great honor to speak to the men and women of our armed forces. And I sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart for your service to the country. It's what you do and have done that enabled people like myself to go about their everyday lives, and I absolutely know that they're protected with every step that they take, and I could pursue a life in professional athletics and know that our military is ever watchful and right there for us. So I salute and thank you all so very much. And, Nate, it's great. It's an honor. It's a privilege to talk to you.
Well, amen. We are really happy to have you. You've got a new book out. We want to make sure I've had a chance to look at it. Legendary, a book that's been released about you've singled out the 2008 season as well as a lot of, you know, your six decades in the NFL. You had a lot to choose from in picking that. That 2008 Steelers defense was something to behold. I don't think you guys only had one game where there were more than 300 yards gained by the opponent, which was just stifling. Was it difficult to pick out just the 2008 season?
No, it wasn't, because I've always been a big statistics guy, Nathan. As I would adjust my goals for our defense each year, I would make sure that it was current. And I wanted to have an attainable goal for them, but I wanted that goal to be realistic. And if they could make these numbers happen, that they would be successful, they would win. Now, would they win a championship like they did in 2008? That wasn't guaranteed. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they would be doing their job and be performing at a championship level, that's what I was shooting for. And as we went through that season, I noticed that in each of these categories that I would pinpoint and say these are salient points that we have to accomplish if we're going to call ourselves a good defense, they were leading the league in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I had 11, and they ended up leading in 9 out of 11. Well, I'd never seen that, and I coached for I was in the league for 59 years. I coached for 45 years, but that's a lot of statistics.
Yeah.
that I had background myself for, so I knew that it was very exceptional what they had done. And I thought that it would be worth a book about them. Well, I worked till I was 80 years old, so there wasn't any time for a book. And when it came time to retire, I said, I better check and see if those statistics are still relative. And I looked back, and no one had come close at all to doing what they did. And so that's where the legendary. I think it is going to be legendary. I don't think another defense is going to do that. If they do, maybe they will. Records are made to be broken, but no one's come close to them lately, and I don't think they will. But that was the motivating force behind the book. And I thought, well, I got a lot of experiences here with almost 60 years in the National Football League consecutively, and I better tell a few stories about myself, too. So that's how the book came about.
Well, you've told some great stories. I hope you make as much money off the Kindle version as you do the hardback, because I had to download that. I'll be reading that up in the press box at Arrowhead as we're recording this tonight before Monday Night Football. You use the word exceptional. You had Troy Polamalu, a partner with the Veterans of Foreign Wars. We've had him on the show in the past. But, I mean, when you started out in Pittsburgh as a defensive coordinator after having a Hall of Fame career as a player, wearing number 44 with the Lions, I mean, you showed up to that room. You had Rod Woodson. You had Carnell Lake. I mean, from the start to the finish of your tenure in Pittsburgh, at least, I know you also were in Cincinnati and in Tennessee, you always seem to have exceptional talent. But it's not just enough to have that talent. The leadership qualities that you brought and that are highlighted in this book, and I think anyone that serves in the military or has served in the military can appreciate the relationships that you built with your players over the years. I went back and looked at your Hall of Fame enshrinement speech from Canton, and it's clear the love that you have for your former players and that they have for you. I remember when the Steelers went to Super Bowl 40 in Detroit and they all wore Jerome Bettis's Notre Dame jersey. I thought, man, that's pretty special. And then they did it with your jersey getting off the plane wearing 44. What did that mean to you?
Well, it meant everything to me, to be totally honest with you, Nate. All I wanted to do as a coach, I had played 14 years in the National Football League, and I thought I had amassed some knowledge about defense at that level, and particularly playing defensive back, which was my position. And it was time to you can only play football so long. Well, I was 35 years old, and I was slowing down, so mm-hmm. I thought, well, what are you going to be? What are you going to do? I said, I got all this information. Where in the world can I apply it, and who would benefit from it? I could only think of other football players. So I said, I want to coach. And I went into coaching, and all I wanted to do was help the kids that I was working with, because I remembered very well from my own experience that it's a rough road in any profession that we choose to follow in our lives. There's going to be some ups and downs in our lives. And I just wanted to be there to cut the shortcut some of the rough spots for them. And I knew defense. I knew some things that could help them. And I just thoroughly enjoyed my whole life working with these guys. And several times I would think to myself, I wonder what they think about me. Because I'm here and they're playing for this team. They got to be here with me. But to hear some of the things, particularly in this book, it's hard for me to read it because I got to go buy new hats all the time. My head swells up about five sizes. But that made my life, it fulfilled my life. It's what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted to teach people, help people. And some of these guys, at least, I got that done with. And that kind of was very self-fulfilling for me.
When you watch the NFL today, are there any coordinators that you see that you're like, that guy, I like the cut of his jib. That's me. He's bringing some panache, a little bit of creativity to the defensive scheme, but also is just a great leader of men. Are there any coordinators right now that you have really impressed you in the league?
Oh yeah, I think anybody who gets to that level of employment, coaching in the National Football League, has been successful in his chosen profession. I was fortunate to be at the ground level of the zone blitz, and I'll be honest with you, we went off the diving board into an empty pool a lot of times trying to work it out. But I had the benefit of making those mistakes on the practice field, and I could whittle out the stuff that looked good on paper but just didn't work in action and when you put it in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it was a safer way to blitz, and the only way you're going to contain offenses in today's game, you're going to have pressure on the quarterback. And this was a way that if one guy made a mistake, it didn't have to be a 65-yard touchdown pass or run. You had other guys around that could still get the guy on the ground, and you could live to blitz the next down. So that was the thinking behind it. And I see today's game, they're variations of everything that we started doing back in the early 1980s, really, is when we started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And having been in on the ground level like that and seeing what hurt it, that's the way you make things that are very viable, is that you repair the deficiencies. And because we're very visible in the professional football world. Once you put something out there in a game that's working, everybody in the league is going to be doing it the next year because they're going to get that film and copy it. And if you were at the ground level, at least wise, you got a head start on them. But I see a lot of variations of stuff that I did, and it's still working. I think it's going to work because it is safer. And being aggressive and still being prudent, I think, are two good qualities in winning football. So I think we're going to see it for a long, long time.
Well, people can learn a lot from your book, Legendary. Coach, we are out of time. I'll get you off your next interview. Thank you so much for being part of the NFL and the history. Hall of Fame coach Dick LeBeau. Best of luck with the book, Coach.
Thank you so much for having me, Nate.
You've been listening to The National Defense.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at verizon.com/verizonforward.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. always faithful, always Marine.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Katherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, it seems like every Veterans Day, there's a special film that comes out that deals with something maybe we haven't even talked about before. And again this year, that is the case. There's a great documentary, Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey. It releases theaters Veterans Day, and it follows the journey of a former Army chaplain inspired by the extraordinary legacies of military chaplains throughout the years, including the U.S. Army Ranger immortalized in Black Hawk Down, the four chaplains who sacrificed their lives aboard the USS Dorchester during World War II, and a chaplain recently returned home after 70 years who may soon be canonized as a saint. And it's coming up, Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey, directed by Rich Hull. And Rich joins us here in the National Defense. Rich, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Randy.
So I've been doing this show for about 10 years, and I knew of Army chaplains and different military chaplains, but I had no idea about the scope of what these guys do. I mean, it was just... First of all, great movie. We've got Ken Burns on the show this week, and I would put it right up there with any of his projects, just because the production value is great, the story is great, but the things that you learn about this that really not a lot of people know about, right?
For sure. And look, in the documentary world, Ken Burns are big shoes to fill. So I appreciate you putting us in the same sentence as him. I'm glad you enjoyed the film so much. And it really, for me, was a journey of discovery into what the combat chaplains do, because when I started this project 4 years ago, I had no idea that this even existed as a profession. And so obviously what these people do is far more than a profession. It's not something you do for a paycheck. It's probably better called a calling. But for me, as a non-veteran, I just didn't know. And so when I started getting into it, it was so exciting for me, but yet you wondered, why would somebody choose to go to battle wearing a uniform but not carrying a weapon?
Right.
And
right.
It, like, it's such a head scratcher of a question. And so I had remembered the story that you mentioned just a second ago of Jeff Strucker from the movie Black Hawk Down. And I thought, oh yeah, that's interesting. Maybe I should call that guy and see if he wants to help me on this. And I did. And he said, yes. And then I called my friend Chris Pratt and I said, you know, there's some stories here that we might want to tell. And he said, yes. And everybody I called kept saying yes, from the U.S. Army Chaplain Corps to many others, and the thing just kind of took on a life of its own. And of course, you know, now our journey ends for Veterans Day when the movie comes out in theaters, and it's only in theaters, to really celebrate veterans.
And another notable thing that happened is having Pope Francis grant you a rare preview at the Vatican.
It was pretty amazing, and
yeah,
made my Catholic mother very happy, I have to say. But it was a really great way to start the advanced screenings for this movie. And it, who knew that the Pope had a screening room in his house?
Right.
You know, Vatican City has
right.
has
right.
their own theater system. But to walk into the Pope's inner sanctum and his compound, and to go through the Swiss Guard and just sit in this room that was built in 900 AD, it's an old chapel. And, you know, the people that have been invited to screen their movies there, it's a very short list. And they're the household names of our industry. And it's Martin Scorsese and people like that. And to be included in
wow.
that list of people is just such an honor. And then to continue that and just go through city after city over the last few months and see the audience reactions to this movie, when the lights come up and you see people full of tears and emotion, it's just so powerful and gratifying for me as a filmmaker. And I think it's why the movie is really built so much anticipation in advance of the premiere in theaters. And so I love it. And I think it's a journey of exploration for everybody. And I think different audiences find different things in it. I'm finding, I'd say for general populations, there is that kind of entry into a world that none of us really knew existed. And I think for faith-based people, it's kind of an opportunity to show somebody truly living their faith, because chaplains come from a specific faith. But when you're on the front lines, you're dealing with people of all faiths and no faiths, and soldiers have very existential life and death questions, and bullets are flying by your head, and it's a very action-packed environment. And so you really have to figure out how to, you know, be universally accessible to every soldier. And for military people in particular, I think for a lot of them, I've seen that it kind of makes them recollect their experience in the military. But by the end of the movie, they've gone on this journey, and it's tears of joy because they kind of feel like, wow, this gives voice to my experience in a way that maybe I could have never done. And it helps me convey to my family, my friends, my community, what I really went through. And so the reactions from audiences has just been incredibly gratifying and really exciting for me to see.
Hey, this Veterans Day, let's thank our veterans for their service to our country, as we should do every single day. I got to tell you, we just got back from the AUSA conference in Washington, D.C., which is the annual conference for the Army. And when you are able to see these men and women participate in their every single day activities and working for our country and sacrificing, oh, boy. I mean, you feel patriotic, you feel safe, you feel secure, and you feel so thankful for our military. T-Mobile is also proud to commemorate Veterans Day to honor all who have served our country today and always. They're committed to serving those who serve by putting military families first through ongoing community investments with partners like Blue Star Families that we support on this show. Plus, T-Mobile has proudly hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses. To learn more about their commitment, visit T-Mobile.com/military.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Markit CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
Get your holidays started with the perfect tree and your perfect style from the Home Depot. Whether you want something that you can assemble in a few clicks, steal the show with over 2,000 color-changing bulbs, or a tree with lights that can be controlled by remote or foot pedal. The Home Depot has it all in our huge assortment of premium trees. Plus, get free delivery on over 2 million items this holiday from the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
I've been seen before and it... What I love about it is it's so raw, and it really shows what soldiers are saying and doing and feeling and what it's like to be on the front lines. And I think that's kind of the collision of two worlds that I really wanted to explore. One is this, you know, profession that's motivated by something far larger, right? Why in the world would you do it if you didn't have a bigger purpose? And it's set against the chaos of war, and the collision of those two things is just something that I don't know that we'd ever seen explored cinematically. And that's really what I think we set out to do. And Justin's involvement, you know, was really critical beyond just delivering footage, because he co-directed the movie with me. And, you know, my dad was a veteran. I have family members who are veterans, but I'm not a veteran. And so I really used Justin to be a veteran lens to view these stories, because we wanted to make sure that we were telling them with complete authenticity. But, you know, halfway through the movie, one of those 419 chaplains throughout our history who had died, his remains were discovered and identified. And his name was Father Emil Capon, and he's in the movie. And he died in a prisoner of war camp in Korea 70 years earlier. And we were already halfway done with the movie. We never intended to tell Father Capon's story. But they were bringing his remains back to the U.S., taking them to Wichita, Kansas, which is his hometown. They were going to have a funeral. And we thought, man, let's just go shoot that. And I don't know how it's going to fit into our work, but we just kind of felt like it would. And so we put Justin on his own journey to go to Father Capon's funeral and to shoot it. And at the time, Justin had left the military. He was back home in Lake Charles, Louisiana. He was really, I think, trying to figure out what the next chapter of his life was going to look like. And we didn't know whether anybody would even show up at this funeral. And when Justin showed up, it was an incredible event. I mean, if you know anything about the military and the Catholic Church, they know how to put on a good show.
Exactly, right.
The city of Wichita just closed down. People came from far and wide, not just to celebrate Chaplain Capon, but to celebrate all combat chaplains. And I think that really became its own kind of healing journey for Justin as well. And I think he walked away from there really having a lot more clarity on what the next phase of his career and his life was going to be like. And so, you know, there's that word, journey. It feels like we all go through a certain journey on this movie, whether you're making it or you're watching it. And so that is in the movie's title, probably for a reason, I guess. And Justin was surely an important part of that journey for all of us.
Yeah, the documentary is Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey, comes out on Veterans Day. And this is your directorial debut. Rich Hall is with us. I want to talk about a couple of these other chaplains that are featured in the film. Father Joseph O'Callaghan. Wow. This guy, I mean, he did it all. He was a Navy chaplain, led rescue parties, was involved in a situation where the enemy dropped bombs on the ship, killing 800 men. And he was in the middle of every single circumstance on that ship, right?
He was, and I think he's a really good example of the dichotomy that is, you know, the chaplain corps in each branch of the military, because on the one hand, they come from a particular faith background and they are people of faith. And that includes every faith you can think of, right? Jewish, Buddhist, Muslim, Catholic, Protestant, you name it. But they're also military officers. And so one of the things that I think made his story so interesting is that he really understood the workings of a ship, and he knew how to navigate a ship, and he knew what everybody did. And I think that in and of itself gave him a real special way to provide the service that he really set out to provide to the soldiers, because he really understood what they were going through in that moment. And I think that's a really important part of what chaplains do too. You know, the current head of the chaplain corps, the chief of chaplains, General Green, is incredibly supportive of this project, but he's a two-star general. It's not like they just, you know, hand those out.
Right.
And so
right.
I think it really is, it speaks to the fact that they are truly, you know, part of the fabric of the military. I mean, the chaplains were started by George Washington, so they've been in every single U.S. battle we've ever had, and they really are part of the fabric of the military. And, you know, as a non-veteran, every time I go talk to a veteran, they all have a story about a chaplain. And that could just be a moment where a chaplain had a tiny bit of influence on them, or it could be a moment where the chaplain saved their life. They all have them, that I've found 100% of them. And so I think it really kind of, you really start to understand the how intertwined the operations of the military are and the leadership of the military are with what the chaplains do.
Yeah, and the other thing I think is very important to note about chaplains, we've had a couple of chaplains on this show. Chaplains, whatever you tell a military chaplain stays with that military chaplain. I don't care what it is. And that's so important in combat, I would think, to have that ability to take everything that you are feeling and be able to tell someone who won't say a word. Because, you know, there's so much stigma in terms of whether it's I'm scared, I'm you know, I may have PTSD, anything like that. But if you tell a chaplain, it stays with the chaplain.
That's such a great point. I think one of the chaplains in the movie said sometimes what a chaplain does is they're just present. They're just there with you. And that really felt powerful to me, because it really does reinforce that you can say anything to them. And they're going to kind of keep that. And I agree, that's really important. I mean, there is, you know, there is an epidemic of suicide right now in the military. The chaplains are the ones that have decided that they're going to tackle that, and they're making real progress. And you know, that's incredible. But they do it by taking on other people's burdens. And another chaplain in the film says, you know, nobody ever comes to us on their best day. It's always the worst day.
Yeah,
and so,
right.
Which I thought was really, really interesting. And another one of the chaplains, and, you know, we're so grateful to have the partnership with the U.S. Army Chaplain Corps on this project, because it gave us access to people that we wouldn't normally get access to. And one of those was Tom Soljan, who was the former chief of chaplains of the Army. And he talked about in the movie what he calls compassion fatigue, where chaplains take on everybody else's burden and they internalize those things that people tell them and they keep it to themselves.
Wow.
But then you also got to think about, well, that chaplain's human. What happens, you know,
right,
when someone needs to support the chaplain? And so we talk about that in the movie. And I think that's one of the interesting things that we do too. Like, this is, in some respects, it's a bit of a love letter to the chaplain corps, but it's also very honest and authentic and raw. And, you know, I think we try to talk about the good and the bad. And so,
yeah. And such,
hopefully that means, yeah,
eye opening. I, you know, the documentary is Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey, and director Rich Hall is with us. One of the things that, that caught my attention, because when you think of chaplain, you think of just a nice, easy soul, right? I mean, somebody that's easy to talk to, but in terms of fighting or you know, combat, is not that. Well, boy, this film turns that on its head, especially Captain Angelo. Is it Lightkey or Litkey? One of the Vietnam chaplains went and rescued so many people that he was appointed the Congressional Medal of Honor, which he then renounced. Wow.
Yeah, that's a big move. And
yeah,
I don't know that everybody wanted us to tell that part of the story, because it's kind of an epilogue to the
story. I'll bet.
But we thought that it was really important to tell these stories honestly. And I remember, you know, when we first reached out to Chris Pratt, who, you know, we're thrilled to have
sure.
one of the top movie stars in the world really supporting the project as our partner. But And it checks a lot of boxes for Chris. He's a very military-focused guy, very supportive of the military. He's kind of a faith-forward guy. And so there's a lot of boxes that just checks here. But I don't think he would have become involved with the movie if we didn't commit to tell the stories honestly and to kind of show both sides of it, right? And that's right. Kind of, I think, where audiences are finding the power and the emotion, because you can celebrate the incredible work that combat chaplains do and still be honest about it. And I think that's probably the magic here. And, you know, keep in mind that there are chaplains throughout the military everywhere. They are on military bases and they're working with families and they're at hospitals. But combat chaplains are the tip of the spear.
Right.
I mean, they are
right.
literally out there with bullets flying by their head. And so you have to be honest. And hopefully we did that. We tried to tell the stories really authentically, and I hope people, you know, respond to that.
Yeah, I love that. And Rich, I know this is your first time directing, but as a producer, you know, you look at your producer credits. You did the Disney Miramax's She's All That, one of the most successful teen movies in history, and then award-winning movies with a message, such as Halle Berry's For Love of Liberty, the Story of America's Black Patriots, which you won the NAACP Image Award. And so, I mean, that kind of background, how did you get involved with this?
Gosh, you're right. I think this is like my 28th movie as a producer or something crazy like that. But, you know, it's the one that I chose to make my directing debut because the stories were so powerful. And so it was really the subject matter that I think caused me to want to do that. And I think the project you mentioned that Hallie and I made about black soldiers that had fought in all the U.S. wars we ever had, called For the Love of Liberty, the Story of America's Black Patriots. I think that really built a lot of trust with me in the military, even though that was many years ago. And I think that that really helped kind of smooth things here, because you really do want the support of the military when you make a movie like this.
Right.
You want the ability to interview active duty military leadership in uniform. You want to shoot on military bases. You want to dig into their extensive archives, much of which they don't even know is in there. And they have so much great stuff, and we were able to pull some of it out for the first time and include it in the movie. So I think probably that past history of projects, you know, helped me in all kinds of different ways. But I'm really a storyteller. I love to just tell good stories. It's really what gets me up in the morning. And, you know, this one is just a subject matter that felt like there are a lot of good stories that need to be told. And, you know, we don't know about most of these because the chaplains don't like being part of the story.
Right.
And so I'd say one of the biggest challenges on the movie was just pulling the stories out of them. And so, you know, they just like to serve the soldiers. That's their thing. And they want the spotlight to be on the soldiers. So it was a very perhaps uncomfortable place for some of them to be as well.
Just doing my job, sir. We hear it all the time. Hey, Rich, listen, man, great job. Fantastic effort on this. It comes out Veterans Day. Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey. And when your executive producer, Chris Pratt, gets back into country, we'd love to have him on.
I will pass the word along to him. And, you know, obviously I am super grateful for you to shine a spotlight on this movie and for your audience to go and support the movie.
It's perfect.
I mean, look, I may argue that we've made a superhero movie, but we don't have a superhero marketing budget. And so just getting the word out and having veterans especially go support the movie, bring their friends and family, tell people about it on social media. We're really reliant on that. And if these are the kinds of movies that you like seeing in theaters, you know, if you show up, theater owners will give you more of them. And so that's what we're really relying on.
That's how you vote, right?
That's how you vote, exactly.
Rich, thank you so much, man. Great job.
Thank you, Randy. I really appreciate it.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.